USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Scotland Yard says a British citizen originally from Sudan is the suspect in yesterday's apparently deliberate car crash outside London's Parliament building. Officers arresting the 29-year-old man after he ran into some bicyclists before then crashing the car into a security barrier. The Democratic nominee for governor of Vermont, based on yesterday's primary in that state, making history, Christine Hallquist, is the first transgender governor nominee of a major political party.
So I think we should be talking about all marginalized communities. You know, there's a systematic attack, and it's going to start with the most marginalized of the communities. So the fact that our president has gone after the transgender community is no surprise, and I think everybody should be afraid.
She'll face incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott this November, and this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
At least 35 people died, and the death toll may go higher after a section of a big bridge collapses in Genoa, Italy. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The accident happened during a time of high traffic and during a torrential rainfall. When the bridge gave way, the vehicles that were going across it plunged 300 feet to the ground below, and they were then crushed by the debris. Also, there were buildings underneath the bridge, and they too were smashed from the concrete and asphalt.
Nearly a year after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, officials say power is back on across the entire island, though despite the announcement, some residents have told some news networks they still don't have power. A new report says over 300 Catholic priests in Pennsylvania are suspected of sexual abuse of children. The attorney general saying over a child victims have been identified, but there are probably more. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Police in Utah now say a plane crash was not an accident. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Authorities say 47-year-old Dwayne Yaud stole a small plane and purposely crashed it into his own house in Payson, Utah on Monday morning, just hours after he'd been arrested at that address on a domestic violence charge. A Payson police spokeswoman says while Yaud died in the crash, his wife and son, who were in the home at the time, were able to get out safely.
You know, we have a destruction of property and we have one male deceased, but it could have been so much worse.
Meanwhile, his daughter, Jocelyn Yaud, was coming to her father's defense.
He's not this person that's being portrayed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Prosecutors are now pressing charges in the death of an unarmed man whose videotaped shooting in a store parking lot has revived debate over Florida's Stand Your Ground law. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
The victim's father, Michael McLaughlin, hopes for justice in the shooting death of his son.
I'm very happy that the state attorney did take a good look at the tape and made the correct decision on arresting Michael Drecker. Again, I know this is going to be a long road, so we are up for the task and just hope for a good outcome at the end.
47-year-old Michael Drecker had confronted the victim's girlfriend about being parked in a handicapped accessible space when a fight broke out, McLaughlin pushing Drecker to the ground and Drecker pulling out a gun and shooting him in the chest. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.